Welcome to Get Comfortable, the podcast where we're tossing aside the rule book and diving deep into the juicy, messy, and sometimes awkward world of sex, relationships, communication, and making our own damn rules.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Jody, and we're your hosts.
Find a comfy spot and join us every Monday as we laugh, learn, and challenge the status quo. Subscribe now for a journey into uncharted territories of communication, relationships, and self-discovery.
It's easy for us to look at celebrities like George Clooney, who has a 17-year age gap between him and his wife, or Leonardo DiCaprio, who is currently 49 years old and notoriously only dates women until they turn 25, and think, well, it's different for them because they have different lifestyles. But how many times do we hear these same people in interviews saying things like, I just want to be normal and have a normal life? And the fact is, sometimes, probably more often than you realize, people are in healthy, thriving relationships with people who are significantly younger or older than them. So maybe this age gap is more normal than we think. Maybe not. So today, we're talking all about relationships with significant age gaps and how society views them.
One study found that the average age gap between married couples in the United States is 2.3 years. In 64% of those, the man is older. Nearly 39% of Americans in the dating field have previously dated someone with an age difference of 10 or more years. In most cases, it's been found that men tend to date younger women. While the majority of Americans think this is socially unacceptable for both men and women to date someone 10 or more years younger, it's found that only 60% believe it's acceptable for women and 70% believe it's acceptable for a man to date someone 10 or more years younger than them. This study also found that most people found more benefits to age gap dating than challenges such as being more physically attracted to their partners, emotional maturity, and open-mindedness.
So what, in your opinion, is an acceptable age gap for couples?
I think age has something to do with an age gap. I don't think that a 20-year-old with a 5-year age gap is appropriate, because then you're a pedophile.
Yeah.
But I think that if you're over, and I think it gets real sketch when you get those 18 to 25-year-olds dating men over the age of 30. Well, 25 to 30 would be like, that's more normal. But like, when you got a 10-year age gap and one of the partners is in that 18 to 25-year range, I don't think that's good. So I would say, but if you have someone that's, you know, 65 and 80 in the nursing home, do it.
Right. Also, I feel like, when do they say, like, your brain's fully developed? Isn't it, like, 25?
I've heard so many different things on that. Recently, I heard it was, like, 27 for women and, like, 70 for men.
So I just feel like, I don't know.
70 for men, but it was like over 45 that they're not fully mature. And I don't know if that's scientific facts or if that was social media rumor, but I believe it.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. Like, I feel like 10 years isn't a big difference unless you're like 18, 19, 20, and then that's like a 10-year. I don't know. Like, it's just,
I don't know that I would want to date someone with more than a 10-year age gap. And I think even 10 years is a little pushing it.
Yeah.
I feel like I've dated a lot of guys with a 6-year age gap for some reason. But as women, weirdly, I was thinking it kind of makes more sense almost to date younger, even though I've never dated anyone younger, because women live longer than men.
This is very true. This is true. My parents are 10 years apart. My dad, that's kind of a funny story. And I even asked him if I could share this today. So when they started dating, my mom was 29 and my dad was 19, but he told her that he was like 24 or 25. And right before they started dating, he had got arrested. And there was an article about it in the newspaper that said his age and that he was only 19. So that's how my mom found out that he was a lot younger. But I mean, it's worked out for them. They've been together for like 40 some years. Let's say you're in it for the long run. There's a significant age difference between you and your partner, but as we age, we all go through life stages, or it's possible your partner has already been through a few. Your partner might have children already and you've never even thought about it yet, or retirement. Maybe you're blending families, or one of the biggest issues found with a large age gap is one person is older and already established at a job and making significantly more money than the other. These can all put tension on even the strongest relationships.
If you want to find out if your relationship can last, it's important to communicate with each other about the hard stuff. Dicks. We're going to go over a few questions you can ask your partner to see if you're both on the same page.
The first one is, do you share the same long-term goals? These can look different with a significant age difference. It's important that you both want to work towards the same things. For example, if one of you is ready to retire and start traveling, but the other wants to or has to keep working, this can cause some issues in the future.
Maybe not. I wouldn't mind a partner that was like, I'll just have to pay for your trips, but I can't go. Jyoti will have to accompany you again.
Right. If you're the older one that's retired, then like keep working. And while I'm gone, just send me your paycheck to
Your
fund it. A reason to date younger.
just wire the money to Thailand. I don't know why I keep taking on this British accent. I don't
I'm
even
here
think it's
for it.
British. It's something. All right. Do your friends and family support your relationship? When you're close with your family and friends, you really want to spend time with them and you value their opinion. If they aren't supportive, it can make it harder to invest in the relationship. I do think what people think matters more than it should.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's easy to be like, I'm only in the relationship with you. Everyone else doesn't matter. But like, I think they do matter. Like, especially
Yeah.
if you're close with your, I mean, if you're all your family's toxic, then like, fuck them. You know what I mean? But like,
Right.
if your friends are like real good friends and they're telling you this is fucked up, this is wrong, I mean, I'm sure they have your best interest at heart. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do either of you want children? Older women with younger men may not be able to have biological children or may not want to be a parent in their 40s and beyond. It's always important to ask questions and have discussions about topics like this and never assume that you know how your partner feels.
What is our financial plan? It might be a good idea to sit down with a financial planner or write down everything to see where you are, what your goals are, and what your plans are financially. Finances can definitely be a huge reason that people break up.
Oh, for sure. It's always like one of the top issues for divorces and splitting.
One more reason not to get married.
Yeah. our last one is always be sure to talk about health risks for the future. Roles in the relationship may shift when one partner is significantly older. When we grow older and our health declines, one partner might be tasked with the caretaker role.
Oh, and as we talked about in our like is marriage a scam episode, we know men don't tend to be caretakers. So, man, that's one thing I'm like, well, men die first, and that puts the woman in the position to be the caretaker of him. But when women get sick, men leave. So even if the guy did live longer, then he's just going to leave you anyways.
Oh, that's true. Like if he's older and then you're younger, but you get sick. Yeah, I don't know. So, do you think maturity is important in an age gap dynamic, or do you think if they have a connection, they can learn to make it work?
I don't think it's about maturity. I think it's about compatibility and probably I think self-awareness plays a role in all of our relationships in a major way. So I don't like when people are like, oh yeah, she, because that makes me think some of when an older guy is dating a younger girl and he's like, yeah, she's, 18 or 19, but she's so mature for her age. She's an old soul, as though that justifies the weird like predatorial vibes that anyone over 40 has to be pursuing an 18-year-old child,
Yeah, we get into
not
that a
child
little
legally, but
bit.
yeah. No, I think, yeah, I think compatibility is a lot of it.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I agree. I think maturity I maybe could also be considered like self-awareness too, but like it's the connection that you have and the compatibility and like I don't know, all relationships are work, whether it's there's an age gap or not, you know. In most cases, it's been found that women are typically more happy in marriages and serious relationships with men who are younger than them. And while there are so many benefits and countless happy couples who stay together for the rest of their lives with age gaps, there's a darker side to this type of dating. So At what point, when there's an age gap in a relationship, do you think that it would be considered predatory?
I feel like it's mostly predatory when the girl's younger, but I don't know, because if you some of these like 50-year-old dudes, they might be preying on someone in their 30s,
Yeah.
So my parents were 15 years apart. There was a 15-year age gap. My dad was 15 years older than my mom.
How old was your mom when they got together?
She was in her 30s.
Was she?
I think she was probably 35.
So I feel like she knew what she was, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I don't feel like that was necessarily like
Yeah.
predatory ever.
But I feel like the younger, like the teen, 17, 18,
Yeah, I think
19 year
that's
olds.
very predatory. I don't
Yeah.
know. I almost want to say anything much more than like a 15 year, than a 10 even.
Right.
Like when I think about would I want to date, like if a guy that was 15 years older than me was hitting on me, would I think it was a little creepy? I don't know. I guess it would depend on the guy too.
I don't think I would, but I definitely would have when I was younger. Like, I almost don't even know. I think it's necessarily the age gap itself, but it's how young you are, guys
Yes.
and girls, but mostly girls.
Well, because also when you're 18, 35 is like old.
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't
Although,
know.
like, also at 18, you're so naive. Like, you think, like, oh, this older guy wants me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like,
you think that in high school too, but that's
yeah.
because you're not, your brain doesn't work yet.
Exactly. It's off.
Yeah, it's not fully
Yeah.
loaded.
So the problem with being a young girl who is easily influenced and your brain is not quite developed yet is that it's easy to be taken advantage of. When you're young and getting attention from an older man who's telling you you're mature for your age and not like other girls his age, it feels good and you want to believe and trust him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not like other girls. Pick me, choose me, love me.
Oh gosh.
The sad fact is, in the society that we live in, more often than not, girls view their own self-worth by the attention that they get from men. While in most cases, age gap relationships are not problematic, they can result in power dynamics where the partner with the lesser experience, in this case, the young girls, can feel a loss of control and often just listen to their partner who is older and has more life experience, not realizing that they are being manipulated and groomed.
It's actually kind of scary.
Yes, but that's the whole point of grooming. I don't know if you remember Courtney Stodden. She was like, or if you even talk about her,
I
she
do
was.
not.
Okay, she was, I think, 15 or 16 when she married this like 47-year-old producer guy, and her parents had to sign her away to this man, sign her over to the man
He was the
because,
guy, he was one of the guards in the Green Mile.
okay,
Yeah.
yeah. And he, it's just really gross. Like, it would have been illegal in the state they lived in for him to have sex with her unless they're married, because I think in some states, at that time, there was still the law of basically like rape doesn't exist within the marriage. So if they're married, then it kind of negates the statutory rape from a legal standpoint,
Yeah.
which is fucked up. Like you're not old enough to consent to sex, but you can get married.
It's like, what do they call, like the child marriage stuff? Like, literally, I don't know, it's gross.
Yeah.
It's crazy now to think back at all the times that I could have easily been taken advantage of. I know when I was a teenager, I thought I knew it all and nothing could touch me. So I kind of want to go over a few stories from our listeners and some that I've just kind of come across while doing research for this. So do you want to tell the first story?
Yeah, I was 15 years old and Yahoo still had their chat rooms up. I've always been bigger and it always held me back. I was always so jealous of my friends who had relationships and who people found attractive. I'd usually go to chat rooms to talk to guys to feel better about myself. I only met someone in person once. He was a cop who was maybe twice my age. You think, oh, a policeman, nothing can go wrong here. Girl, the fuck? Nobody sees policemen and goes, oh, green flag for dating. But you are young and we forgive
Yeah,
you. 15, I mean, come
different
on.
time.
Right. In some ways, it didn't. I lost my virginity to him in the front seat of a truck
parked across from a park. I met him twice after that. One time at my house, I never realized how stupid I was. He never hit or abused me in a physical way other than raping you. He was 33 at the time. I'm 33 now. I play back many of those memories and think about how manipulative he actually was and how demented the scenario and my train of thought were then. Yeah, because we don't understand things when we're that age. And that's why those age limits exist. That's why an age of consent exists. And because when you're 15, you don't understand. And yeah, a
No.
lot of 15-year-olds are, you know, when we were 15, I think police were, you didn't necessarily look at them in a way like that. But if he's old enough to be a police officer and you're 15, that's crazy.
I know, and like you wouldn't think, I can see me at 15, I would think like, well, it's a police officer, so like I'm sure that we're not doing something we shouldn't be doing. Like
Oh,
I'm
that's
sure
a
this
good
is
point.
okay. Also, the attention that you'd be getting, like obviously she was having some self-confidence issues.
That's very
So
true. And when you're seeking external validation, it is. It's easier. I mean, I think everybody probably has moments where they've done that.
yeah. I don't
I
know.
mean, not a police officer, but.
Honestly, I'll probably get hate for this, but like I'm not surprised it was a police officer.
No, I saw a study that was like circling a while back, and it was a pretty gross percentage. They did a survey of police officers and domestic violence, and they came up with around 60% of the police officers had some sort of a history for like domestic violence. And they found that people in uniform in certain fields actually have.
That sounds right. Sounds right. All right, next. I was 15 and he was 19 when we first started dating. I was desperate for love and attention, and I'd struggled with self-worth for years. After a few weeks, he began hounding me for more sexual discussions and nudes. He said, "I love you so much. If you love me, you'll do it." I was a child and didn't want to lose him, so I did it. I think I was barely 16 when it started. We dated for about 6 months until I broke up with him for someone local. Looking back, it's the smartest thing I've ever done. To this day, he's in his 30s now. He will randomly email me a nude of mine or send it via social media just to remind me that he still has them.
What a psycho.
That is fucking disgusting.
That's really gross. Also, 15 to 19, I think in a lot of states that's illegal. I know the state that I live in has, I think it's called a Romeo and Juliet law. And I don't know what states have that and what doesn't, but it basically says there's under a certain age or within 4 or 5 years, depending on the state. And so, like, yeah, she was under 18, but if they had that law, it wouldn't have been illegal because they were close enough in age.
Icky. It's fucked up.
I still don't
Also,
like it.
like, shouldn't it? Aren't there laws against that, like keeping someone's nudes and then like threatening them? Like, that's what I would consider it, you threatening them, threatening me with them.
Well, she's not saying he's threatening her. He's just randomly like wants to remind her. It can, I don't know.
No, because if she was 16 years old, that's child porn. Dude, call the cops on
Oh,
him.
yeah, no, that's true. That's really, that part would have been a crime, even if the
Huh?
consent thing was there. You can't have
Doesn't matter. She was
like
16. She was a
nude photos of
child.
a child under 18. No, even if
Dude.
you're a child, I think you can get in trouble for that.
Yeah, I would for sure call the cops right now.
Yeah.
Prison, bitch.
I mean, plus, it doesn't sound like it was consensual if he had to like pressure you into it that much.
No,
Like,
it
that's,
doesn't sound like it.
ugh, I don't like
Ugh.
it.
Mm-mm.
All right, this person said, I was 16 and working at McDonald's, where I became friends with a 25-year-old coworker. I remember having so much fun with him during work, but it wasn't long before rumors started flying about the two of us. Our friendship soon turned to him asking and pressuring me to make those rumors true. I was young, I had a lot of self-hatred, and I was lonely, so I gave in. He made me feel loved and like he was my friend. Now I look back and realize he had groomed me the whole time. At almost 20, I see what he truly did to me.
I feel like I have a couple of friends that this happened to, like when we were teenagers working at fast food restaurants. I'm not one of them, but I can think of two that started messing around with like the managers and like the older people that worked there. And it's like kind of gross. Like it makes you wonder if like these people stay here because like guys in their 20s because girls their age aren't going to date them because they're like working, like, I'm sorry, nothing against it, but whatever, working fast food in your 20s. So they're going to prey on these younger teenage girls who are coming in
Yeah.
and like looking up to, yeah.
I could see that because like when you're 19 and your boyfriend has a mattress on the floor and you know what I mean, like a roommate, you don't necessarily like think that anything of it because
Right.
you're not like you just moved out and you know, it's I feel like you don't care, but if you're over 25, it's a little bit.
Yeah.
So like I get why the girls do it, but I think the guy, especially if you're like a manager or something, you're a creep.
Definitely. I was 15 and fond of my high school teacher who was 45 at the time. I told him I really liked the way he taught his class. Can you imagine, like, just going up to your teacher, like, I really like how you teach this class? That's fucking weird to
I
say.
really like the way you teach.
Then he called me to a private place, hugged me, and in my ear told me that he had had dirty dreams about me. It made me feel special. Long story short, I ended up going to his place to have oral sex. I found out later that he had done the same thing with other girls from school. It took me 15 years to understand that he was a predator.
First of all, come to my private place. I don't know. That's creepy.
Private.
I'm gonna give you a hug now. Where's my hug at?
Oh my God, he's one of those guys.
No,
Can I
that's
get a
fucking
hug?
disgusting. That's definitely predatorial. And you
Yeah.
know, when she says for oral sex, that was like just him receiving.
Oh, for sure. Come on.
But even if it wasn't, like that's.
Yeah.
Child molesters suck.
Sure.
Women specifically put so much money and effort into anti-aging treatments and products for their skin. The thought is that looking young means looking more attractive. The problem with this is that it teaches young girls that they are an object to be perceived as attractive, which can lead to them thinking that validation of men is desirable and necessary. Yes, we're definitely kind of taught to perceive the world always in mind of the male gaze, especially, you know, maybe not everyone is, but growing up, like, I mean, I grew up in very religious spaces. And so everything, I mean, how you dress, you're supposed to be thinking about, is this going to be potentially tempting someone? Or like everything you do,
Can you
you're
hear
really
that?
taught. No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What is it?
My child is literally running as loud as he can right above me. Okay. If you can't hear it, then I'm sure it's fine.
When he
Sorry.
jumps, I can usually start hearing it,
Yeah.
but I can't right now.
Anyway, sorry.
But yeah, I think that we should decenter men from our perceptions and how we see things and put ourselves more in the center. And things really start to change when you do that. And also, external validation is never going to. Like, you will never become more confident if you're seeking external validation. In fact, I saw something a while ago that said, if anything, it will hurt your confidence because it forces you to rely on certain feedbacks or things from others that you don't have control over.
And a man hitting on you or a man having sex with you, I know I've said this before, but that is never a compliment. A man will fuck anybody. A man will fuck anything. Any man will fuck anybody. It's not a compliment if a man wants you.
Yeah.
So
And what we're
seeking.
taught that it is, we're taught that
Yeah.
like we should want to get picked because the male attention matters. And so you're taught that men care more than they do about those things.
And it's really sad. Like the validation from a man is not, should not even be like on our radar. Like validation from ourself, from the people that really love us and care about us is what should be important. Like just be, you know, good inside and out. So I
Yeah.
was looking on Reddit earlier today and I came across this poll on the age gap relationship. I don't know what you call it, a page or a subreddit, or I don't fucking know. But I found out that there were 183 older male, younger female relationships and 77 older female, younger male relationships in the group. And to be honest, I can't help but feel like a little icky about it and wonder how many of those women were groomed. And I'm sure not all, but I can fucking guarantee that some were. Also, I'm thinking about calling this episode Angel Ain't Nothing But a Number. And that made me think of that song by Aaliyah. And did you know that she was 15 when she was first introduced to R. Kelly? And he was 27 at the time, and he became her mentor. And apparently, they secretly got married then when she was just 15. But her parents annulled the marriage when they found out because when they like signed it, they like the marriage certificate, they wrote that she was 18, but she was only 15. Motherfucker was pushing 30. Gross.
Ew.
Yeah. So that's fun.
I don't like.
Yeah. Men don't be predators and awful, and girls. Don't fucking talk to men because they're awful. So, but yeah, that's all we've got for our age gap segment. So now we are going to move on to Joe Jam. Erin, what new music are you listening to this week?
Okay, so this is a song by a lesser known up and coming artist. Her name is Alexa Sophia, I believe is how you say it. It's Alexa is the first name, and then Sophia, and the song is called Face to Face, and it is, I would say, like a more upbeat R&B hip hop type music. What is your song?
So mine's also like a newer up and coming artist. I kind of discovered him on TikTok and have been started following him. He kind of sounds like Morgan Wallen. Like I just love his voice, but his name is Tucker Wetmore and the song is called Wind Up Missing You.
Like his
Laugh at
name.
his name.
Yeah. Do you think that's his real name, or do you think he like that's just a stage name? He's like Tucker Wetmore.
I don't know. I'm gonna ask him though, because
You
someday
should
I'm sure I'll see him at a concert. And
say Mr. Wetmore.
yeah, is that your real name?
Or did you just want people to think you make them Wetmore?
Had to say it.
I know, I'm
I
sorry.
love it.
And now it's time to dish bish.
You met a dish-bish.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're gonna try something a little different for Dish Bish. We're gonna play a game. We're not gonna overshare tonight. Sorry, guys. But I think this will be fun. So Aaron and I are gonna play that game that I've kind of seen on TikTok that always makes me laugh. It's always really funny, where we are going to turn our volume completely off on our Zoom call. And we're going to try and read each other's lips. We each have five like phrases or words or whatever. I think I'll go first. So Erin is going to turn her volume all the way down.
Okay,
And
right
then
now, turn it off.
yep, turn your volume down.
Can
And
you
then
give me a signal when you're
so
telling me the phrase?
I will do one and then I'll do two for the second one. I have five of them.
Okay.
And then I'll do three. And then
Okay.
after the fifth one, then you can turn your volume up. Sound
Okay.
good?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you good?
I think, oh no, I'm not.
Okay.
God, I.
Trying to cheat.
Right, I'll tell you when I have it off.
Okay.
Okay, I it should be muted now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Shit.
Like, what speakers?
Hello?
I cannot hear anything.
You can't hear
So
me?
if you're talking, I can't hear anything. Okay.
Okay, we're gonna go for the first one. Number one, I like your tight little asshole.
I like Jack Skeleton.
Stick it in, daddy.
Can you do it again?
Stick it in, daddy. Stick it in, daddy.
I sucked Dusty. I Okay. That's it. I just took
Three.
one chance. Okay, third one.
Drop it like it's hot.
One more time. Drop it.
Drop.
It's like you said, drop it like it's hot and sexy and hot. Not so much. Okay, four.
Take your pants off.
I don't think this is right. Can you do it one more time?
Take your pants off.
Okay, it really looks like you're saying sex squirts masks off.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that can't be. No.
All right, five.
Okay, five.
Winnie the Pooh.
Whistle a lot of pussy.
Winnie the Pooh.
Win a lot of poon.
Close.
Money?
Okay, turn your volume up.
Oh, I can turn my volume on.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you what they are? You're
Yeah.
actually pretty good at this. Okay, the
Really?
first one, yeah. I didn't realize the second one would be really like I couldn't even read my own. I'm not good at reading lips, so I'll be terrible at this. The first one was, I like your tight little asshole. The second one is, stick it in, daddy. The third one is, drop it like it's hot, which you are really close to. The fourth is, take your pants off. And the fifth is, Winnie the Pooh. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So I'm so bad at this. So do you want to do the same thing? Just like hold up
Yeah,
your.
I'm gonna
Okay.
hold up one finger. Tell me if I need to repeat it.
Okay. I'm going to turn my volume down or off.
Okay. Okay. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? All right. I think we're good. All right. So, first one.
Okay, first one.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
One more time.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Tell him C word, go home, boxer shorts. Yeah. Okay, second one.
We call soft dicks mashed potatoes.
Whether my penis is soft or hard. Okay. Third.
Third one. Never date a man who calls himself a nice guy.
Never tell me a dolphin's name.
Not bad.
Okay.
All right, number four.
Four.
Slob on my knob like corn on the cob.
Stomp on my cock like it's a lollipop.
That's so good. Okay, last one.
Okay, fifth one.
I live in the city of Nashville.
I've never stuck it in my butt.
So close. You can turn it on now.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah. Do you want to know what they were?
Yes.
Okay. The first one was Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
What I said, but I don't think
The second
it
one, you were, I feel like you were not bad. A lot of the words, you got several words that were actually the words I was saying.
really.
Yeah. The next one is we call soft dicks mashed potatoes.
Facts.
The third one is never date a man who calls himself a nice guy.
Oh shit.
The fourth one, you were so close, slob on my knob, like corn
Oh
on the cob.
shit.
Check in with me. Okay. And then the last one was I
Yeah.
live in the city of Nashville.
Oh my gosh. I like that.
And I
We
feel
should.
like Nashville does kind of mouth like asshole. So
It does. Nashville asshole. Yeah.
it's so similar.
It's very close. Yeah. You did really
Yeah.
good too. I feel like my mouth looks weird when I talk, so I feel like it'd be hard to do that with me.
No.
But yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for joining us, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. If you made it this far, please subscribe if you haven't yet. Give us a positive review and write some kind feedback. This means so much to us and is a way that you can help and support us that costs you nothing.
Follow us on social media at Get Comfortable Pod or send an email to getcomfortablepodcast@gmail.com. Bye.
Bye. And do your
Jack.
job.
Lay on the bed and
Hey,
give me
give me
head.
pay.
Don't have to ask. Don't
Don't
have to
have to
beg.
beg. Juicy is
Juicy
my
is my
name.
name. Sex is
Sex
the
is my
game.
game.
Let's
Let's
go
call
to
the.
boys. Let's
Let's run a
crush.
train.
Yeah,
Squeeze on my nuts.
lick on my butt. The natural curly hair.
Please don't touch. How do we still know that song?
I don't know.
Oh gosh.
La, la, la.
Oh, what?